North Carolina's judicial financing system is widely seen as a national model. Since it was created, legislators in New Mexico, Wisconsin, and West Virginia have been inspired to create their own public funding programs, too. But Republican lawmakers in the Senate have proposed getting rid of the program in their budget plan. Democratic Senator Floyd McKissick asked Republican Senator Pete Brunstetter why in a committee meeting yesterday.
Why would we want to eliminate it, and particularly when it's been so well-received for the most part, and I think it helps, in some respects, depoliticize some of these campaigns that I'm deeply concerned about, particularly those running for judicial offices in this state.
Senator, I think the answer is you and I look at that program completely differently.
The program allows qualified candidates for Court of Appeals and Supreme Court seats to receive around $240,000 for their campaigns if they agree to limit their expenditures. But Brunstetter says these days that's not enough to run for office.
And yet if you adjusted fees or you adjusted amounts to make a statewide candidate be able to run a real good race, it would just be too expensive to administer the program at all.
To begin the qualification process, judicial candidates must raise between $10 and $500 from at least 350 registered voters to show they have widespread support. But Republican Senator Bob Rucho says if the system is scrapped, voters can still contribute money to their favorite judicial candidates.
We just felt that if people wish to give it, then they can still give it individually and or through some other organization. And it was just a matter of saying, we're trying to make this entire system simpler.
But not all Republican lawmakers agree that getting rid of public financing for judicial candidates is a good idea. Representative David Lewis chairs the House Elections Committee.
I think it does give the opportunity for judges to be judges without having to focus as much on being politicians.
Lewis agrees with his counterparts in the Senate that $240,000 to run a state Supreme Court race isn't enough. Right now, Court of Appeals candidates receive around $164,000 for their races. He says those numbers were set when everything cost less.
You know, that was 10 years ago. And I think you will see that if the program survives, that the mechanical aspects of it will probably change.
Lewis convened a special committee meeting earlier today that featured a former judge from West Virginia to talk about the merits of the public financing program in his state. North Carolina Voters for Clean Elections sponsored Republican John McCuskey's visit. McCuskey says some judicial candidates really don't like the idea of having to raise lots of money to get elected.
Maybe they wouldn't be good legislators or governors, but they might well be good judges. And you don't want to discourage people that really don't like that aspect of running for office, having to raise great deals of money. You want them to be in the pool, and this puts them in the pool.
It's not clear yet whether lawmakers in the House will suggest scrapping the public financing model in their budget plan. Governor McCrory suggested ending it in his budget proposal. Representative David Lewis says he'd like to hold at least one more hearing on the issue. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.